British-born Andy Puddicombe spent 13 years studying in Buddhist monasteries in India and Nepal. So why is he a star in Silicon Valley? Here's why.
Hi, my name's Andy, and over the next 10 days, I'm going to show you a really simple way of getting some more headspace in your life. Now, if you haven't watched the introduction animation yet, you're probably going to want to do that now before we begin. And don't worry if you've never done anything like this before. This is a really straightforward technique, and I'll talk you through every step of the way.
That's the introduction to Andy's wildly popular guide to meditation app, Headspace. It costs users about $70 a year, though many corporations, including Goldman Sachs, have bought bulk subscriptions for employees. Now, there's been a bit of a backlash against mindfulness. Did you see that op-ed in the New York Times by UPenn psychology professor Adam Grant? It was titled, "Can We End the Meditation Madness?" He wrote, "There's no evidence that it's better than, say, exercise." But it is wildly popular. Now, tomorrow we'll have one of the leaders of the mindful movement, Jon Kabat-Zinn. Today, a newer voice, Headspace co-founder Andy Puddicombe. And Andy, you've been downloaded 3 million times, especially in Silicon Valley. What's going on there?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it is that much more popular in Silicon Valley than elsewhere. I think it's a very vocal audience there, and they tend to talk a lot about it. But I think mindfulness is useful for everyone. Anyone who has a mind will probably struggle with their mind at some stage in life. It's been around for a few thousand years, and I think it is part of the human condition that we struggle and sometimes suffer in life, and we look for ways. We need a tool in order to overcome that or to better understand it.
Well, you know what? I probably should ask you to define it, how you see it. The big wave of mindfulness in the U.S. is being credited to Jon Kabat-Zinn, who we're going to speak with in the mid-60s. The Beatles, of course, went and had their guru. So what is it? What is mindfulness? And what does meditation mean to you?
Well, I hesitate to define it because I personally believe that meditation is defined by the intentions of the user. So, for example, by that I mean, you know, we have people who use it. We have children that use it to help to be sort of more focused in class. We have parents that use it who help to be kind of less stressed at home. And we have Olympians using it to win gold medals. I think if we look at the technique itself, I would say that mindfulness is the ability to be present in the moment, undistracted. But that's quite a tricky skill to learn. And so we kind of need a way, a framework in which we can take ourselves out of everyday life and actually practice that skill. And that's meditation. So it could be as little as sort of 5, 10, 15 minutes a day where we're just practicing what it means to be present, undistracted, and then taking that newfound sense of clarity, calm, awareness back into our everyday life.
The example that's always given is you have a class, for instance, in mindfulness, and you spend an hour observing a peanut that you might then eat so that you're very mindful of the peanut as you're eating it.
That is one approach. It's not my own personal approach. I'd rather use a piece of chocolate if I was going to do mindful eating. I think there are many, many, many different ways. What we found through Headspace is that there are many people in the world who are perhaps put off by many of the ideas surrounding meditation, you know, the idea that you have to sit cross-legged on the floor, that you have to do it for an hour, that you might be sat there looking at a peanut for many kind of minutes on end. So we've tried to present it in a way that kind of makes it feel a lot more kind of accessible.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of what's on the app. There's free introductory sessions and then you pay. And by the way, the graphics are wonderful. They're sort of, if you've ever saw the Minions movie, it's that style of graphics and your voice. So let's hear a little bit of the meltdown meditation, just a few seconds.
Okay, so you've hit the SOS button. So there's a pretty good chance you're feeling pretty stressed right now. So to begin with, I'd just like you to find a place where you can sit down just for 2 or 3 minutes, completely undisturbed. Just begin by taking some deep breaths.
Okay, that's the meltdown meditation. You hit the button because you're losing it, and along comes Andy to help you. And I want to hear just a little bit more. This one is from meditating while cooking.
I'd recommend whenever you do this exercise to take just a moment or two when you come in from being out all day, whenever it is you're going to cook, just to take a moment to sit down, to settle both the body and the mind, just for a couple of minutes. Take a couple of nice big deep breaths.
Andy Puddicombe, why do people need you to tell them to do that?
I don't know if they need me specifically. I think many people look for guidance when learning a new skill. For me, I would liken it to maybe learning to drive. you know, and having someone sat in the seat next to you when you're driving, it's very easy to get distracted, to be thinking about other things. And having someone there next to you saying, oh, by the way, you might just like to try this, I think is a really useful thing. And I think that's true no matter what skill we're learning in life. And I don't think it's as though we learn it and then that's it, we finish. And the whole idea of the app is to help people not only learn, but also to continue to learn over a lifetime.
Well, I'm betting that at this very moment, there are thousands of people freaking out because they are hearing your voice. I mean, when we logged into Headspace, the app told me, because it keeps track, there were over 10,000 people meditating at that moment. Do you ever worry that it's not about meditating anymore? It's about Andy Puddicombe. He has to help me.
I don't, you know, and I should say it's a big team effort, Headspace, you know. And it, and if it had ever been intended to be about Andy Puddicombe, it would be called andypuddicombe.com. You know, it's called Headspace, and I think there's enough content around it to make it feel not about a person. In fact, the reason we've kind of used so many graphics, the reason we've used animations, is to kind of take it away from that whole guru-type idea or 1980s kind of self-help idea where there is one individual who's telling people what to do and what to think.
What are they telling you?
Well, we are so fortunate. We get so many emails and so many messages coming in every day from people. And I should say, Robin, like when we started out, I never dreamt that it could work so well online. You know, I trained in a very traditional way, as you know, as a Buddhist monk.
Yeah, you did the walking 9 hours every day meditation and living a life of complete, what would the word, fill in that blank.
They say you're sort of a renunciate when you're a monk. So the idea that it could work for 10 minutes online, genuinely, I was skeptical myself, you know. And then I read the messages that come in. It may be kind of someone who's going through cancer. And I have on the other day, you know, people who are using it, even going into the operating theatre and during recovery. And I think there are so many different ways in which people use Headspace. I still think we've hardly kind of scratched the surface in understanding kind of the different ways people use it.
Well, research shows that meditation does have these healthy qualities. But we looked at a Reddit forum titled, Is Headspace Worth $70? You know, one user says, yep, it's cheaper than my anti-anxiety medication. But somebody else wrote in and said, well, no, it's not, because meditation is supposed to be free. You can download free apps. The monks, you know, that you go and sit with are not looking to make a killing on an app. I'm not saying you are, but you lived that life. Any concern about making money off of something that monks have been doing for thousands of years?
Yeah, of course. And in fact, I was very naive when I started out. And I kind of thought, okay, well, any money that does come in, we just need to give it away. And then we realized that doesn't really work, because then you have to pay people's salaries. And now we have 80 people split across several continents. So the truth is, if we want to make a difference in the world, and if we genuinely want to achieve our mission of making the world a happier and healthier place, that requires resources. So we have a program for every subscription that's bought. We work with charities to give away a subscription to someone who can't afford it. Mm. And that's actually quite similar to the monastery. If you go along to a monastery, even as a monk in the West, it wasn't free to live at the monastery. To do a 1 year retreat cost me about $10,000. So it's not as though that kind of life is so different.
Well, maybe the word should be organic. What about that question? That there's an UGG factor to using technology to help you deal with the very thing that's probably stressing you out, which is technology. And then there's also the criticism that, and this is from people who are practicing Buddhism, that it's not just about meditating. It's a code of ethics. There's much more to this kind of thinking than just decompressing so that you can function better in the rat race.
I couldn't agree more. It's funny because I think people often, because Headspace is seen as a really easy way of getting into meditation, it's often kind of thought, oh, well, that's all it is. If you look at the feedback from people who've gone through a year of Headspace, actually what they'll say is that it's about a shift in perspective, a way in which they start to live a different way, not only kind of in their own mind, but in the relationships to the people around them. And I genuinely believe that unless meditation focuses on both awareness and compassion, then it's not really meditation. So we don't have to give up our jobs. We don't have to wear different clothes. We don't have to speak in a different way. And we definitely don't have to burn any incense. We just have to, you know, approach life in a different way. And meditation shows us how we can do that.
Andy Puddicombe, former Buddhist monk and regular bloke, and co-founder of the Headspace Meditation app. Could you just lead us in a little bit of just a few seconds of the beginning of a meditation?
So, yeah, if you'd just like to take a moment to sit comfortably, arms and legs uncrossed, and with the eyes open, just looking forward with a nice soft focus, just begin by taking a couple of nice big deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth.
I am so going to yoga. Andy, thank you.
It's a pleasure, Robin.